For this call God did what? Y'all read it with me. Help me read it because I may need some help this morning. God gave them up unto what? Vile affection. For even their women did what? Change what? Their natural use into that which is what? Against nature. For a woman to call herself a man is a foolish thing to do. That's why you're a female. You ain't got no tools of a man. Now, how can you be a man? You ain't got the tools to be a man. That's stupid. I'm not putting you down. I'm telling you to follow something like that is stupid because that comes from the devil. And your eyes need to be open and let you know you're headed for, that's one of the most diabolic evil sin a person can get in. And this is what our country is pushing now. And so we're not supposed to say anything about it. We're discriminating. Call Jesus a discriminator. He the one said. So go call him, you bad self. Come on. Somebody done deceived your mind, and it sure wasn't God. For you to think like that, and you a female, and you trying to act like a man. Come on. God loves you. But if you don't repent, he's going to love you right on into the place where those people go. All right, where do we stop it? And likewise, also the men. Oh, same. Oh, here we go. Likewise, men leaving what? They're not to use of the woman, burning in their lust one towards another. Can you imagine? I can't even think like that. Here I'm a man running after a man. I can't even think like that. He, as far as being attracted, he ain't got nothing to attract me to him. It got to be satanic. For somebody's mind to get that corrupt. Burning in their lust, one towards another. Men with men. Working that which is what? You came something that you can't even think of. Can you imagine a man? Unseemly, and receiving in themselves that what? Recompense of their error which was met. And even as they did not like to what? Retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind. You foolish thing, go on. Take that mind. You chose it, and you don't want to hear me? There it is. To do those things which are not convenient. You ever seen a man give birth to a child? You ever seen a man pregnant? He can't do it because he's not designed to do that. The man carries the seed, not the womb. We might well be real. Being what? Filled, look what they're filled with. Being filled with what? All unrighteousness. What else? Fornication. What else? Wickedness. What else? Maliciousness, full of what? Envy, murder, debate. They'll debate you that I'm right. Yeah, that we have a right to live like this. Full of debate, envious, murder. They kill you, kill the baby before we come out the womb. Then they'll debate you that I have a right to live this. It's my body. I do what I want to with it, okay? It's your choice. But I'm here to share the good news and the love of God. So if you end up by following that deceiver, you can change. You can come out. God will deliver you. Come on. Debate, deceit, what else? Malicious. What is that? Malignity, that's what it is. Worshiper. Whisper, excuse me. Whisper, thank you. Whisper, always. What else? Backbiters. Haters of God. Despiteful. Proud. Boastful. In contention. Of evil. Inventor of evil. And what evil thing? Disobedient to who? Parents. Ooh, I don't want to be on that list. Without what? Without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, the judgment of God, that they which commit such thing are worthy of death. Not only do the same, here we go, but have what? Pleasure in seeing other folks do the same mess they're doing. And recruit young people. And want to get somebody's baby and raise them. You ain't getting my baby. You nasty thing, you. I don't mean to be ugly, but I'm just stirred up today. Therefore, thou art what? Inexcusable, O man. Whosoever thou art, that judges, for wherein thou judgest another, thou what? Condemnest thyself. For thou hast judged, thou that judgest, doest what? The same thing. But we are sure. But we are sure. What we're sure of. That the judgment of God is according to truth against them which commit such thing. All right, give me Luke chapter 18, verse 1. I'm coming to my subject, my text. See, when I got up, I didn't know I was going to do all this. That's part of the Bible some people don't read. I want to teach you young people, everybody. I know that we have many, many circumstances, situation. People are born because of the corruption of marriage and the people have disregarded the sacredty of marriage and home with God set in the earth for a man and woman to participate in, to love each other, and to follow his rule. It had been corrupt. It's the backseat of a car. It's out in the bushes. It's just anywhere. Sometime out in the street, they don't care. And when the child get here, before he get here, he get one, they want to kill him before the child is born. Say, I got a right to do it. And our government and all, they might as well hear me. And they may think I ain't saying nothing, but they might well hear me. And they want to pass laws to murder people. You're going to give an account of that. Whether you want to hear me or not, you may not say, you little old peanut, you who you think you are. I'm a man sent from God. That's who I am. And I will not fail to discharge my obligation, my duty. He said, preach the gospel. That's what he said.